Hello and welcome to The Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode number 21. In today's episode, we want to discuss how to avoid burnout. How to avoid being stressed out, overwhelmed. Avoiding burnout involves managing stress and maintaining healthy work/life balance. I remember when I was a young kid and we went to the circus, and the highlight of the circus was watching the tightrope being walked. And in order for that person to walk the tightrope, they had to have balance. Just being a little off could create a major problem. So it is with work and life. You have to have balance. I'm going to give you some strategies to help prevent burnout, because burnout is real. Being stressed is real. Being overwhelmed is real. And you've got to find balance to overcome them. Number one, you need to set boundaries. Clearly defined boundaries between work hours and personal hours. In other words, you need to set your work hour schedule, whether it's Monday through Friday, Tuesday through Saturday, whatever the day might be, from 7:30 to 4:30. And when the overhead door goes down at the shop, that's where you leave work. That's where you leave work stress, work pressure. You don't want to bring that stress and that pressure home with you. Leave it at the shop. And when you set your work hours, whatever they may be, 7 to 4:30, 7:30 to 4:30, whatever you set, stick to it. In other words, when the day is done, you don't take work-related phone calls. You don't answer work-related email. You don't respond to work-related text. Your work day is over. And from 4:30 until the next morning at 7:30, that is your time. That is time to spend with friends, family, loved ones. So you have to set work hours. and you have to stick to it. And you have to learn when you're off work, you're off work. I hope that makes sense. Because you don't want to bring all of that home with you and add work stress into family stress, work pressure into family pressure. It doesn't mix very well. Being a business owner, operator of a landscape business is stressful. And I mean when you work in the business and not just on the business. You have the stress of the daily schedule. You have the stress of meeting client expectations. You have the stress of meeting payroll. You have the stress of reaching a goal that you've set for your business. And when you take that stress home, there is home stress. You got to make sure you're making enough money to take care of your responsibilities, take care of your family. Make sure your financial responsibilities are taken care of. So there has to be a balance. And you set a time frame. I work from 7 to 4:30. And at 4:30, I'm off. I'm shutting down. And it's my time now. You need to learn how to take breaks. Regular breaks can avoid stress and burnout because you have learned the value of taking a little time to refresh yourself. If it's stopping by a convenience store, grabbing you an ice cold bottle of water, taking a minute to relax, enjoy the water, or if it's taking a weekend trip, shutting down, getting away, taking a break. Practice self-care. If you don't learn to care for yourself, how can you expect anyone else to care for you? When you're not working, and that goes back to setting those work hours, when you're not working, engage in activities that you enjoy. If you like to fish, go fishing. If you like to golf, go golfing. If you like to ride motorcycles, go for some wind therapy. Whatever you enjoy, do it, because it separates you from the stress and pressure of work, and it helps you avoid burnout. Learn how to relax. And I go back to that phrase, I'd rather wear out than rust out. Well, if that's your thinking, you're going to stress out, you're going to burn out, and you're going to be overwhelmed. You need to learn how to relax. And this has been a difficult area for me because I have goals, I have ambitions. I know what I want. And I work, and hustle to try to achieve my goal so I can get the things that I want. And I face burnout, stress, and being overwhelmed. And it's been hard for me to learn how to relax. I used to stress so much over the business that I couldn't enjoy my family. And I'm just being transparent with you. I'm just being real with you. I would stress so much about the business that when the family was together, they knew. My kids knew that Dad was stressed. My wife knew I was stressed because I wasn't enjoying the time that we were together. We would go to the state fair, and I would answer phone calls and respond to text and check my email to make sure I dotted all the I's and crossed all of the T's. It's a good thing to have those boundaries. These are my work hours, and every other hour is my time. I'm separating myself so I can relax, so I can enjoy my family, so I can enjoy my home, so I can play with my dogs and enjoy life. Find yourself a hobby. Exercise. Spend time with your loved ones. Load up the family and go get an ice cream. Load up the family and go for a ride. Find something that you enjoy doing and do it so it separates you from your work and your family. There has to be. It is imperative that you find that separation and free yourself from work stress and work pressure and being burnt out all the time. Burnout, stress, pressure affects us mentally, physically, and emotionally. And when I'm not thinking right, and I'm not emotionally right, and I'm not physically right, I don't feel good. I don't respond well. I don't show love and respect that my family deserves. It affects me. So you have to learn to do something to relieve the work stress and the work pressure so you don't burn out. Number four, prioritize sleep. Man, there's nothing like a good nap. 10 or 15 minutes. I've got some nice chairs at the office, and I'll sit down for a few minutes before I leave the shop to come home to kind of unwind, kind of reflect on my day, relish this success. Try to figure out ways we can work on our shortcomings to become better. And I do that because I said earlier, when the door closes, that's where I leave it. And I have sat there in those chairs. And yes, I have dozed off and took about a 10 or 15 minute power nap. And I wake up, I get in my truck, I close the door, I come home, not stressed out, not burned out, not feeling overwhelmed, but I come in, and every night we sat down at the table and have a family dinner. And at that table we talk, we laugh, we tell jokes, we tell stories. We enjoy each other. Prioritize sleep. Make sure you're getting the right amount of rest that your body needs every night. And I was going to bed at inconsistent times, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight, falling asleep in my recliner, stumbling to the bed, falling into the bed, trying to go back to sleep. And recently, I've set a reminder on my phone that reminds me it's almost bedtime. And I try to go to bed around 9:45 because at 10 o'clock, lights out. Because I know that morning is coming, and I got to get up and hustle and grind and work. And I need the proper amount of sleep to rejuvenate my body, to refresh my mind, to free me of stress and pressure. And it helps me not to feel overwhelmed. My watch tells me how many minutes of REM sleep, how many hours of deep sleep, how many times I was restless through the night. And I've started looking at the things I do right before bedtime. If I drink too much coffee or too much caffeine, I don't sleep as well. If I eat heavy before I go to bed, I don't get as much rest. It's important for us to know these things because we work hard every day and we need our sleep. So prioritize your sleep. Make it important to you. Manage your workload. Learn how to delegate tasks to your employees. There's some things they can do because there's other things that only you can do as the business owner. So delegate your task when it's possible. And here is a big one. Learn how to say no. We take on this job, we take on that job, and we just keep piling on the work. And that creates stress. That creates a feeling of being overwhelmed. That creates burnout. Learn when to say no. I cannot do this job. I'm sorry. You'll have to find somebody else. Well, I got to make that money. I got to work. I got to grind. I got to hustle. I got a goal. I got to reach for. You're going to burn out. You're going to stress out. And you're going to be overwhelmed. There's nothing wrong with saying no. As a matter of fact, I have learned that people will respect you more when you say no, you can't do it, than saying yes and struggling through the job, not doing the job to the best of your ability because you're worn out, you're stressed out, you're overwhelmed. Learn the value of no. Stay organized. Use tools like planners and apps to help you stay organized. Use calendars to help you stay on track. In my Google calendars, I have a calendar for my wife, for our date nights. I have a calendar for my son when we go to Wild Buffalo Wings and eat wings and watch sports. There's a calendar for my daughter to take her out for dinner. There's a calendar for my Irish crew, my buddies. We get together and watch Notre Dame football. And that's coming up soon. I have a calendar for these because it helps me stay organized and focused. I set tasks in my phone with reminders in the morning. It will remind me you have an estimate at 9 o'clock in the morning. You have a doctor's appointment at 1:30. I use apps to set my schedule so I know every morning what properties need to be serviced. And I prioritize them the furthest one out. And I work my way back into the shop. So stay organized. It reduces the feeling of being overwhelmed. Seek support. Don't hesitate to talk to a trusted friend. And be honest, be open, be transparent. Talk to your spouse. This is the way I'm feeling. Now I know if I go to my wife and I am overwhelmed with work, she's going to quote a scripture to me. When I'm overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. She's going to give me some spiritual guidance to help me overcome my stress, my burnout, my feeling of being overwhelmed. Seek support. Open up. Don't internalize all of the stress and the pressure. When you hold it all in and it continues to build, you're going to have a breakdown. And it's going to affect you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Have a friend. And let me just pause right here to say, I appreciate friendships. I have some dear friends that are my encouragers. Iron sharpens iron. And those friends make me better. And I know if I go to those friends and begin to open up with them and tell them I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, I'm burned out, they would say, come on, let's go. Let's go drink a cup of coffee. Let's go talk. Share what you're going through with me. I'll be your sounding board. I'll be your shoulder. I will help you get through this. So have a friend, a family member, a colleague, someone you can trust to share your emotions with, to open up to. It relieves the pressure. It relieves the stress when you don't keep it internalized. Stay physically active. And I know we work and work, work, work. And we're active in work. But there's a difference in work activity and personal activity. Work out. Take a walk. Do something to relieve that stress and that pressure so you don't burn out. And this is a rough one for me because it is so easy to stop by the convenience store and grab a slice of pizza or a pack of donuts and a Diet Coke or another big cup of coffee when I've already drank two or three cups before I left in the morning. Eat healthy. Lay off of the soda, the candy bars, the junk food, and try to eat healthy. I have discovered that I like protein bars. I've discovered water quenches my thirst. I've discovered that Gatorade helps rejuvenate me more than a big gulp from the convenience store of Diet Coke or Mountain Dew or Dr. Pepper. And I am trying because it is hard for me because I like junk food. I like to snack. I like donuts. I like cookies. I went to the doctor because I was having some high blood pressure issues. And basically they told me, if it tastes good, spit it out. If it makes you want to vomit, you can eat all you want. It is hard for me because I like those junk food items. And I'm trying because I want my blood pressure to come down. I'm trying to take my medication. I'm trying to do what needs to be done to help me physically. Because there's only one me. And if I don't take care of myself, nobody's going to take care of me. My family deserves better than that. Be mindful of relaxation techniques. When you're feeling stressed, take a deep breath. Now, my wife could teach you a whole lesson about a spot on your forehead that you can rub that will rejuvenate you because it resets something in your mind. But when you're stressed, when you're under pressure, when you're overwhelmed, take a deep breath. Relax. It will improve your mental health. Implementing these strategies can help you maintain balance and prevent burnout in your life. I hope this show has been helpful. I hope you learned something from what I have said today that will help you overcome stress, pressure, and burnout. Thank you for listening to The Lon Hustle. We'll see you next week for another exciting episode. Please read our show notes. Follow the links in the show notes to our social media. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us. Read about some upcoming resources that we will be making available to you to help you run your business more efficiently. We'll see you next week on The Lon Hustle.